Good morning, everybody. Isn't it wonderful to see the kids in here and enjoying themselves and worshiping God? It is amazing. We had an entire week of that. It was absolutely incredible and amazing, and it has been wonderful. And I wish that every one of you could have been up here this week, as we had at times over 100 children in this room worshiping God, praising Him, and it was really exciting and wonderful. Let's take a moment to pray and we'll dive into our passage for today. Oh, my hair is purple because the girls won. Yep. Every year we have a competition between the boys and the girls. If you notice, I'm using my stronger arm for the girls and still can't get it up as high. It was almost three times as much in the girls as it was the boys. Now, we did it a little different this year, and it was a missions offering like we did last year to Operation Christmas Child, the same thing that you guys are giving to. And if you look in the bulletin, I think it says Christmas in August, and it says what we are collecting for the month of August to go into shoeboxes to be sent to kids that are that don't have the opportunity to get Christmas presents. So that's what that is for, is that is actually to help make sure that those boxes can get to the kids. And we did it a little different this year. Instead of it being based on the amount of money that the kids raised, instead it was based on the weight of the money that the kids raised and brought. So the girls was, I think, somewhere around 34 or 36 pounds. The boys was 14 pounds. Now, I do know that some of the boys were putting their money into the girls because they kept saying, your hair's going to be purple. I want your hair to be purple. Things like that. So while the girls did a fantastic job in raising the money, the boys definitely helped in their cause and definitely helped in getting my hair purple for today. Thank you for reminding me about that. I forgot that my hair was purple. I don't see myself. You guys see me. Let's take a moment to pray and we'll get started. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for the way you have shown up and absolutely outdone our wildest expectations. Lord, thank you for being a God who does more than we can ask, more than we know to ask. Lord, thank you that you are a God who loves us so much. And Lord, we ask that you would be speaking through me today, that nothing would come out of my mouth that does not come from you first. And Lord, if anything does make its way out of my mouth that doesn't come from you and your scripture, Lord, I pray that it would fall on deaf ears. You are amazing, God. Help us to see you clearly and fall more in love with you as we study your scripture today. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you guys to know that it can't be done. We can't do it. We can't do the ministry that God is calling us to do. We can't raise the money that we need to do what God is calling us to do. We can't raise the money even to support just what is going on. We not even for the repairs, but what I want you to know is that God can. We can't do it, but we serve a God who can and will. I have just been absolutely amazed, especially over this last couple of months, seeing how God has shown up and provided. So what we're going to do is we are going to look at a story where Jesus provided, and then we are going to take some principles and some understanding so that we can see better who God is and how He wants us to respond to Him. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to John chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. If you don't have a Bible, we do have these pew Bibles in front of you, and it is on page 579. We will also have it up here on the screen for you. After this, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a large group was following him because they saw the signs that he was doing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Lifting up his eyes then and seeing that a large crowd was coming towards him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that the people may eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, about 5,000 in number. Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, "Gather up the leftover fragments that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they said, "This is indeed the prophet who has come into the world." Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself. We have some different things that we need to look at here. One is to look at the fact that God multiplies. He doesn't just add. In the addition of men, as we look at 5 loaves and 2 fishes, what does 5 plus 2 equal? 7. 5 plus 2 equals 7. But 5 plus 2 plus God equals far more than 7. I was reading one book that put it this way. 5 plus 2 in the math of God equals 5,000. But it equals more than 5,000. It equals 5,000 with a remainder of 12. If we look at this, if we look at what God has done, if we look at this story, what we see is Jesus takes 5 loaves and 2 fish and he creates so much more than even 5,012 remainder. If we look at this story, only the men were counted. But who was it that they got the bread and the fish from? They got it from a boy. The bread and the fish came from a boy who wouldn't have been counted. He wouldn't have been in that number that was about 5,000. He wouldn't have been a part of that. There would have been children and they would have been there, and there would have been women there and they wouldn't have been counted. But instead, God showed up and provided. So when God provided, he provided more than just 5,000. 5 plus 7 in the economy of God, in the way that God provides, is thousands. And I want you to see, as you look and you see and you think that things look hopeless, if you think that it is time to despair, I want you to know that you serve the God who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. That's what Scripture tells us, that our God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. When you're worried about your finances, when you're worried about what's going to happen, when you're worried about the future of the church, when you're worried about the future of the country, when you're worried about different things, I want you to see and I want you to trust and I want you to take hold of who God is. Because our God can and will provide. There is no way that a church of our size should be able to put on a vacation Bible school that serves 133 children. There's no way that a church of our size should any way possibly be able to meet that need. But I want you to know that it is not just our church that is doing this, it is God. And when you add God to math, numbers don't add up. They just don't. As we were shopping, we got deals that were absolutely incredible. We got things for 1 penny a piece. Colas Christian Bookstores donated 100 pencils and 100 erasers. Standard Bank and Trust Company, one of the banks that we bank with as a church, called me up the week of VBS and said, I know it's late, but if I order 50 drawstring backpacks and 100 pencils, would you be able to use them? And I said, yes. A day or two later, he calls me up again and says, I ordered 100 backpacks and 100 pencils. And we also have 30 rulers. And so I go in and I see them and I talk with them and I pick up the stuff. And we got 100 drawstring backpacks, 100 pencils, and 30 rulers for the kids of our neighborhood, because God showed up. It is amazing to see what God does. It's amazing to see how he shows up. I know one company, a business, that it will get no help. Nobody will go to this business because it's like over an hour into Illinois. Gave us a check for $250. They're going to receive no business for that, but they helped us and sent to us. Since I remember coming here, I remember being told that our association will not help us financially. We received a $500 check from them to help with Vacation Bible School. Many of you have been a part of buying things and bringing things. And what has happened is we had a little bit and God has multiplied. God has made it show up, and it's been absolutely incredible and wonderful to see what God has done. We couldn't do it on our own, but God did. And in the math of God, things do not add up, because our God is bigger than math. He helps us, he helps the dollars we do have go further, and he gives more dollars so that we can reach what we need to do. God provides and he keeps on providing, and we can't do it on our own. There is no way that we would have been able to accomplish what we have accomplished this last week without the help of God. It was absolutely amazing to see all of you come together and join arms and join in prayer and work together. And quite frankly, it is the best that I have ever seen our church work together. It is the best I have ever seen our church interact with the community. Every year up until now, I have gotten complaints about how, not from the parents, but other workers, volunteers, and kids seeing people not treat kids as well as they ought to be. I did not get a single one of those this year. It is absolutely amazing and incredible to see how God is working in you and how God used what we talked about last week to remind us over and over again throughout the week that it is not about us. It is not about making sure Vacation Bible School went smoothly, that it was about Jesus and about showing children and their families the love of Jesus. It was absolutely incredible. I am so pleased with what God is doing in this church. I am so pleased to see how you guys are letting God work in your heart, letting God soften your heart so you have more of a passion for our community, letting God open your heart so that you can see new avenues and new opportunities to minister in his name, to show his love to people. It is incredible to see. And I want you to know that there has not been a single time yet that compares to the joy that I have had this week watching you guys grow and you guys serve. God. If you remember a few weeks back when we were in 1 Thessalonians and we were seeing how Paul referred to those that he had mentored, those that he was raising up, those that were in a church that he had started, that he had planted, he referred to them as his glory and joy. I want you to know that you guys this last week, the way that you showed up, the way that you volunteered, the way that you donated your time, your energy, the way that you gathered together for prayer, this week you guys were my glory and joy. It was amazing. I am just in awe of how wonderful God is, how he has showed up and really just taken care of everything. I love our God so, so much. And I know I have gotten on a tangent way off of this passage, but I want you to know that God is smiling, that his angels are rejoicing because of the ministry that happened in his name this week. Because of not just the children's hearts that were changed this week, but the way that you let him dig in and change and reform your hearts and your minds. You are my glory and joy. I want you to know that I am exhausted. And I know that you are exhausted too. But still I have energy because I am excited about what God is doing and how he has been working this past week. And I am excited and ready to see what he is going to do next. Our God is fantastic, and he provides, and I want you guys to know that he provides in more than just Vacation Bible School. Some of you may have noticed that some of our shingles have been flying off at different times due to wind damage and hail damage, and we even got a little bit of a leak here into the sanctuary at one point. I want you to know that God is showing up and taking care of that. We have had an insurance adjuster out, and I don't know all the details. Brother Scott has been handling more of that, but what I know from talking to the insurance adjuster is we have enough hail damage to mark both sides of the roof. And so that would have been probably a $50,000, if not more, expense. And there is going to be insurance that is going to help us, and we are going to be okay. God is showing up. God is taking care. God is wonderful. Five plus two may equal seven in the economy of man, in the way that math works for us as humans, but it winds up being so much more in the economy of God. God's math multiplies, it's exponential, it just keeps getting bigger. And I want you, as you look and you see different problems, as you see different challenges, I want you to enjoy and embrace who our God is and be excited about what He is going to do. As long as we are following and serving and remaining connected with Him and not becoming internal focused where we are only worried about ourselves, as long as we are focused on God and ministering to our community, God will provide. He will show up. And 5 plus 2 will equal far more than 7. We as Christians need to grow up just as a child moves from doing their addition and subtraction tables to moving to multiplication, to moving to exponents and parentheses. And please excuse my dear Aunt Sally, and if you guys remember that from school. My mom's shaking her head, but math was never her strongest suit. God really shows up. And we as Christians need to start believing in the God who can raise Jesus from the dead, believing in the God Jesus who takes 5 loaves and 2 fishes and feeds probably over 10,000 people. If God can do that, He can help our little church. He can take care of us. He can make sure that all of this happens. And we as Christians need to grow up, and we need to stop being little children who are worried about the addition and subtraction. And we need to start believing in our God who can do multiplication and exponents. It is amazing how our God shows up. It is amazing how He has shown up this last week. We don't have the final. And I know that there are still a few things that are going to come in as far as cost, but I believe that God has done what we have been praying for, that Vacation Bible School would be provided for completely and totally outside of the general budget. It's all what people have been donating, all what people have been giving. So many of these things that you have seen over the last week have actually been donated by, I think it was 4 other churches, 5 other churches, 3 from down in Indianapolis and 2 from the local area. God has shown up. Stop worrying about addition and subtraction. We serve a God of multiplication and exponents. We serve a God who does things big, who loves to take care of His children. So much so that if my understanding of the numbers that I have seen so far are accurate, we even have some money for Vacation Bible School left over so that we can be doing school supply shopping now while it's on sale so that we can get even better deals for next year. God is amazing. It has been absolutely incredible and wonderful to see Him at work. I know that we have a tendency, because we think in addition and subtraction, we have this tendency to get there and be like, how's this going to happen? How are we going to take care of it? We aren't. God is. Don't worry about how we are going to do it. Pray to the God who can and promises that He will do it. Part of the reason that we as a church have given into fear so much is because we have stopped relying on God. And we've thought that we are the ones who have to do it and get it accomplished. It is when we change our mindset, when we allow God to transform and renew our minds, that we realize that in thinking that we were the ones who had to do it, we were being prideful. And we were lifting ourselves up to the position of God. And when we realize that God is back on the throne and we stop trying to sit on his throne, we see wonderful things happen. We are not going to do it. God is. He's going to use us. Absolutely. He's going to be excited to use us. Absolutely. One of the things that I saw, and it was a wonderful quote, and I posted it on Facebook, and it reached, I think, over 300 people. God does not need you. He loves you, and he wants you. Isn't that so much better? Isn't it great that we serve a God who doesn't need us, but wants us, but loves us, that draws us to him? He can do it without you. Sometimes we have a tendency to think that if it wasn't for us, this just wouldn't happen. If it wasn't for so-and-so, this just wouldn't happen. I'm here to tell you that with God, it will happen. Grandpa refers to it as the water bucket test. That sometimes we get to a point where we think that it can't be done without us. And when that happens, it's time for us to stick our hand into a bucket. And when we pull it out, if there is still a void there, then we're needed. But if that water closes back up, we aren't needed, but we are still wanted. We are still loved. And God cares for us so much. One of the things that I really, really wanted to point out, and I'm stealing this from another pastor, Mark Batterson, out of Washington, D.C., is that in verse 11, he took the loaves and he gave thanks, and then he distributed them to those that were seated there. There comes a time when we need to stop praying and we need to start praising. We need to start thanking God for what he is going to do. One of the things that I saw as I was going through this, as I was learning more about prayer, as I was reading different books on prayer, and as I went through a 40-day prayer fast. One of the things early on, in the first couple of days, God prompted me to start praying for a miracle. And then the miracle he prompted me to pray for was that VBS would be completely funded outside of the general budget. And as I was going through this prayer fast, as I was prepping for this, as I was praying for this, I ran across this thing that there comes a time when we need to stop praying and we need to start praising. I felt in my spirit, I felt that the Spirit of God had given me a clear vision that He was absolutely going to provide for Vacation Bible School outside of the general budget. And so there reached a point when I needed to stop saying, God, please do this, and I needed God, thank you for doing this. Thank you for promising this for me. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for the way that you're showing up. Not, God, will you please kind of sort of maybe do this, but God, thank you, you are doing it. You have promised it to me. When God promises us things, we need to, at times, praying and asking for it. And we need to start saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for what you are doing. Jesus, when he got that bread, didn't say, Heavenly Father, we've got about 10,000 people here, and it'd be nice if you sort of maybe would have liked to make enough food. He said, Father, thank you. He gave thanks. He knew what God was going to do. He knew how God was going to show up. Now there's, quite frankly, we don't always know what God's going to do, and we don't always know how God's going to show up. But when he gives us a promise in his word, or when he confirms something in our spirit through his Holy Spirit, we can cling to that and we can say, yes, that's the way it's going to be. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for what you've given me. Thank you for what you've promised me. Thank you for showing up, even though I haven't seen it come into fruition. Thank you. For being there. For being mine. For giving us everything we need. We have talked a lot today about the economy of God and how God provides everything we need and how he provides so much more than we could possibly imagine or even think to pray for. I want you to know that God has provided so much more than just our economic situation. Something far more important than the treasures of this world is Jesus. God's Son. God gave him as a gift to us. Jesus gave himself up as a gift to us and died on the cross in our place so that we could have the riches of heaven for eternity as co-heirs with Christ. Now, I know we don't always use the word heirs in our language today, but basically we get to share everything with Jesus. We are, because of what Jesus has done on the cross, we are placed in God's eyes on equal playing field with Jesus because he has given us all of his goodness. He has given us all of his greatness and he has taken all of our sin if only we trust in him. Some of you may be struggling and wondering, all right, do I have that gift? Have I received the gift of Jesus? Have I received his love? Some of you are worried about losing that. And what I want you to see is that when God promises he will do something, he doesn't back down. Our God is a God who gives and shows up and fulfills our needs and our wants far beyond our imagination. Our God loves us. If you put your faith, your trust in Jesus, knowing that you are not a good enough person to get to heaven, if you know that you have screwed up and we all have royally, Scripture says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. God's economy is amazing. One sin equals death. One perfect man dying equals life for all who believe. It's amazing. It's wonderful. I can't believe. I can't understand the mathematics of God, but he does it. Jesus is amazing. He has died on the cross in your place, and all he wants you to do is hand your sin over to him and accept his goodness, his righteousness, his perfection. God's calling you to make a decision today. For some of you who are already Christians, he is calling you to stop saying, this is who I am, this is the position I have been dealt, this, that, and the other. And he is calling you to accept his son's identity and say, now I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. And start living like you are a new creation. Not in your old way, but living like Jesus under the power of the same Spirit that gave Jesus strength, the Holy Spirit of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that you would be working on hearts, that our hearts would be softened, that we would be falling more in love with you, that we would trust in your economy, in your mathematics, that we would love you with all that you have, that we would trust you with everything in our lives. And Lord, we thank you because you promise to show up, because you promise to take care of all of our needs, because you love us so much that you don't just give us good gifts, but you gave us the greatest gift, and that is Jesus on the cross. Thank you for raising him from the dead so that we know that you have power to save us and deliver on all of your promises. In Jesus' name, amen.